Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Thank you for joining us today as we share together in God's precious Word. Here's Senior Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
So real quick, in an overview, there are two resurrections the Bible speaks of. Jesus speaks of it, and also in the book of Acts it speaks of it. The resurrection of the just and resurrection of the unjust. The resurrection of the just, quickly, it's in three parts, okay? There's the first fruits, the resurrection of the just. We read it. Am I going too fast for y'all?
Keep going.
Okay, thank you. In 1 Corinthians chapter number 15, it says Christ the first fruits. Christ is the first that ever received a glorified body. When Christ resurrected from the grave, he received a glorified body. Now, there were people before him that was resurrected. Remember Lazarus? Other people in the Old Testament that received resurrected bodies. But Jesus, of necessity, was the first to receive a glorified body. We also read in Matthew chapter number 27, others who are resurrected. The Bible says that when that great earthquake took place, and remember Jesus bowed his head and he said, "Into thy hands I commend my spirit. It is finished." And the Bible says when he bowed his head, there was a great earthquake that took place. And the veil of the temple was ripped from the top to the bottom. Remember that? And the great earthquake said that the graves were opened, that a great earthquake took place. But the next verse says, and they came out after his resurrection. A lot of people think that they came out. Matter of fact, I have commentaries. And I have some visitors here. I have some wonderful commentaries. And they're commentators. And people who are commentators are just that. They're commentators. You'll get that on the way home. All right. They just write what they think. And so, and a lot of them think that these people just sit up in their grave, you know, until after, then they come out. No. When Jesus rises from the dead out of his grave, then those that saints were alive, they come out of their grave and they walk through the streets of Jerusalem in their glorified body. So the thought is they're the first fruits. And then in there's what's called the main harvest. That's what we're waiting on. That in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and 1 Corinthians 15, it talks about when Jesus comes in the rapture, the translation, that the dead in Christ shall be raised. Then we which are alive shall be called up together with them in the clouds, and so shall we ever be in the Lord. That's what we call the main harvest. Again, that's believers. And then that's what's called, there's called the gleanings. So there's the first fruits, the main harvest, and the gleanings. These gleanings take place at the end of the tribulation period. These are the saints that died at the end of, during the tribulation period. These who are martyred. And also the Old Testament saints, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, David, all the Old Testament saints, this is when they get their resurrected bodies. And the verses that you have on your notes are to show you that the Old Testament saints received their resurrected bodies at the end of the tribulation, not at the beginning of the tribulation when New Testament saints. Are y'all following? This is yes, this is no, and this is I have no idea what you're talking about. Okay, so 1 Corinthians 15, it says every man in his order. The word order means appointed time of resurrection. So that completes the first resurrection of the just. And then there's a resurrection of the unjust, and that's unbelievers. And they too will receive a resurrected body. And that's at the end of the millennium that we find in Revelation chapter number 20, when death and hell delivers up the dead. And the Bible says that everyone whose name is not found written in the book of life will be cast into the lake of fire. And this is the second death. So the point I'm trying to make here, that everyone will receive a resurrected body from the time of Adam to the person, last person who ever dies. They will receive a resurrected body, whether they're saved or whether they're lost. Let me throw this in real quick. After the resurrection of the just, and they for believers, and all the people enter into the millennium, I made a note of this past Thursday. There will be no more death among believers. Let me repeat that. After that first resurrection, when it's complete, of the resurrection of the just, there will be no more death of believers after that. And we're going to get into that this morning. They'll live for no more death. All right. However, during the millennium, people will die, and we'll get to that in just a minute. But those who will die, they will receive a resurrected body as unbelievers, and that's at the great white throne judgment. Thirdly, this next point, there will children be born in the millennium. Turn me to Jeremiah chapter number 30. Jeremiah chapter number 30, we're going to get into scripture this morning again. That children will be born in the millennium. These children will not, we won't have, I have, me and the wife, we have seven children. I think that's enough.
Yes.
Who said yes? Anyway, we're not, in heaven, we're not going to have children. Remember the thing about the lady who died, the Pharisees came and said, Lord, they're trying to trick him. There's a lady died, her husband died. She married his brother. Remember that story? And he died. And then she married another brother, and he died. And then she married another brother, and he died. I would recommend not marrying that lady. But anyway, they say, Lord, in heaven, whose husband will she be? She's married four or five guys, and they all died. Who's it? And he said, don't you know scripture that in heaven there won't be marriage or giving? Remember that? Okay. The thought is that we as glorified people, we won't have children. We won't be married. There's going to be one marriage I'm looking forward to. And that, which one is that? The marriage of the Lamb. Okay, and that's a whole other story. Be married to Christ, that's a whole another topic. But so then who is the ones who are going to have children if we're not having children? These are the ones that enter into the millennium in their physical bodies. And that's where I want to study this morning. Two things. There will be people, children that will be born in the millennium, and there will be people who die in the millennium. These are unbelievers that will die away. I know you're confused, but we'll get that, okay? Gloria?
Is Satan bound or running?
Satan is bound during the millennium for 1,000 years. Huh?
Sin.
Yes. There's still sin in this world. You're getting me off track, but that's a good question. Satan will be bound for 1,000 years. For 1,000 years, Jesus will rule and reign in Jerusalem. And for those thousand-year reign, even though Satan is bound, people are still in their sinful body. These enter into the millennium. We will have a glorified body. We shall be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. But the people who enter into the millennium, they're still in their sinful body. And nobody could say, like, y'all remember Flip Wilson? I'm telling my age. Y'all, you don't have Flip Wilson. You don't have no, I bet you know who Flip Wilson is. You're as old as I am, okay? Flip Wilson used to say, the devil made me do it. Remember that used to, the devil made me do it, okay? Nobody in the millennium can say, the devil made me do it, because he's in chains for 1,000 years. You know who your worst enemy is?
Yourself.
You looked at him or her in the mirror this morning. Don't blame the devil or these little demons or devils. It's our sin nature, okay? So to answer your question, even though Satan is cast into the abyss for 1,000 years, these people will still have a sinful nature. Let me go a little bit farther. They will have that sinful nature until Revelation chapter number 21. I'm talking about the naturalized order, those ones who entered into the millennium in their physical body. They will have children, and they're going to have children, and they're going to have a sinful nature. We'll see that in just a minute. But in Revelation chapter number 21, when God creates a new heaven and new earth, and he says there's no more sin, no more sorrow, no more sickness, no more pain. Remember that glorious part in Revelation 21, I think, verse number 4. He will eradicate that sin nature out of those people who are in their fleshly body. Matter of fact, the Bible over and over talks about, I will give them a clean heart.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.